Welcome to The Synopsis. In this series, we bring you books in brief, short summaries of the greatest books of our time that you've always wanted to read. In the next few minutes, we'll discuss what makes these books so influential.
Hi everyone, Ahalya here on another edition of Synopsis, and today I'm taking the liberty of speaking for everyone. When I say that habit building is probably one of the most difficult feats to conquer in one's lifetime. I mean, seriously, habits have the power to determine so much in life, whether it's the way we behave or the way we think or the way we treat other people or even the food we eat. The list is really endless. And one book that has become very popular because of just how effective it is the 2018 release Atomic Habits by James Clear. The full title of the book is Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones. Lord knows I need that. The book talks about our habits, why we feel controlled by them, and what we can do on a day-to-day basis to replace our bad habits with habits that we've always desired to have. So this is the book that we're diving into today. First, consider this. How many habits do you have? You know, those behaviors that we barely even think about, like making tea in the morning or checking the phone first thing in the morning when we wake up. Truth is, we don't always realize how much power such habits have. We tend not to notice small changes because the immediate impact in our life right now is probably negligible. If you go jogging for half an hour, you're not going to be thinner like tomorrow. But jogging 30 minutes daily is great for health in the long term. So change requires patience. And it requires confidence that our habits are keeping us on the right path, even when we see no immediate impact. For example, if you have, say, very little savings, which can be depressing, your mindset will change when you shift your focus to saving a bit of money every month. Once you do that, you know you're on the right path. So the first big idea that James Clear talks to us about is this: habits have triggers. There was a psychologist named Edward Thorndike in the 19th century who conducted an experiment on cats. He placed them in a black box and saw that each cat would try to escape from the box, and eventually they would find a lever that would open a door, helping them escape. He repeated this experiment 20 or 30 times and saw that most of the cats learned to escape in just 6 seconds. So behaviors which led to satisfying consequences were repeated until they became automatic. We humans are pretty much the same. Our habits have cues or triggers. If you walk into a dark room, you will look for a way to add some light so you can see better, basically a light switch. And then that is followed by action, using the light switch. The final step, Clear says, the end goal of every habit is the reward. In this case, it's the feeling of relief because we can finally see our surroundings. Clear contends that every habit of ours is the result of a similar process. The next step in building habits that serve us, Clear says, is to make it obvious. One way to change our habits is actually to transform our environment to encourage better habits. But how do we go about applying this lesson in our lives? Say you're trying to eat healthier snacks, right? Put them on the top of the kitchen counter or platform or table, not inside a drawer or a cupboard. Also, stop being vague. Instead of vague declarations like, I'll jog more often, put down an actual plan. So say, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, when the alarm rings, I'll get up and brush my teeth, then put on my shoes and go jogging for half an hour. And to that end, you keep your running shoes where you can see them clearly in the morning. That is a clear plan and an obvious cue and the fastest way to develop a jogging habit. Research shows that a planned approach like this one, figuring out the when, where, and how, really works. Another step in building good habits, and I think this is one that we all really gloss over, is making the process attractive. In an experiment in 1954, when neuroscientists blocked the release of dopamine in rats, those rats lost the will to live. They lost their desire to drink and eat, reproduce, or do anything else for that matter. A few days later, they all died. Of what? Of thirst. Dopamine is one of the feel-good chemicals in the brain related to pleasure and reward. Humans also get a hit of dopamine when we anticipate pleasurable things. It's our brain's way of motivating us to do things. So in our brain, desiring something is actually on par with getting something. And so if we make a new habit into something that we anticipate or look forward to, we're much more likely to continue with it. One great hack for this is temptation bundling. Tie a behavior you want to develop with a behavior you like, one that generates a dopamine hit. So say you want to watch cricket or MMA, but you also have some work to finish. What you do is you promise yourself 30 minutes of sports after you finish the job. Doing that will make the job enjoyable because you're anticipating a satisfying reward while doing it. Now, I know I started today's summary talking about how habit building is one of the most difficult things in the world, and I still stand by that. But there's something of value in what Claire is saying, which is to make the new habit easy, right? Most of us waste a lot of time on easy behaviors because they take zero effort, like scrolling through Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. On the other hand, doing 100 push-ups requires effort and willpower. Really, how likely are you to do it? So the solution is to make new behaviors as easy as possible. James Clear recommends a few tricks for this. The first is reducing friction. He claims that he's terrible at sending out greeting cards, but his wife is great at it. She keeps a box of greeting cards at home, categorized by occasion. So satisfying. And that means they always have a card available for any festival or occasion. There's no friction involved in sending out a greeting card. This approach can also be used to increase friction for bad habits. If you want to watch less TV, take out the remote's batteries. Now you'll make the effort to put in new batteries and operate the remote only when you really, really want to watch something. Another trick is the 2-minute rule. Any activity that is doable within 2 minutes can be made into a habit. For instance, if you want to read more, make a habit of reading a page or two every night. This 2-minute rule is a great way of inculcating easily achievable habits, and those habits can lead to greater changes. Now, the next idea that Claire emphasizes is kind of an extension of the rewards one. He suggests that we make habits immediately satisfying. The most important rule for behavioral change, he says, is to make new habits immediately satisfying. This can be difficult because we live in what is called a delayed return environment. For example, we work for a month and the payoff is like 28, 30 days away when we receive our salary. But our brains evolved to cope with the immediate return environment of earlier humans who didn't care about long-term returns. Their focus was on finding the next meal, seeking shelter, and staying alert to dangers. Similarly, while smoking could lead to lung cancer in 20 years, right here, right now, it helps relieve stress for many people. And that's why people who smoke ignore the long-term fallout and choose to smoke a cigarette instead. So the best way to build habits with a delayed return is to attach some immediate gratification to it. And finally, James Clear arrives at probably the most powerful and wonderful thought. Tiny changes lead to remarkable results. Clear recommends some simple steps that can help us maintain our momentum. Habit tracking is one common technique that is effective. Keep track of habits using a simple calendar or diary and mark every instance where you stuck to your goals and even when you didn't. Having information like this at hand that you can quickly review will really help with course correction. Another technique is a habit contract. You hold yourself accountable to someone and impose negative consequences if you falter. So Claire gives the example of a man named Brian Harris in the United States. Harris signed a habit contract holding himself accountable to his wife and his personal trainer about reducing his weight by around 100 kilos. If he forgot to track his food for the day, he would pay $100 to his trainer as a penalty. And if he forgot to weigh himself, he would have to give his wife $500. So the fear of losing money and losing face was definitely a powerful motivator for Harris. In summary, changing our life is about building a positive system of habits which deliver life-altering results when done consistently. So remember these 4 points because these are what help instill new habits. 1, make it obvious. 2, make it attractive. 3, make it easy. And 4, make it satisfying. And that is the summary of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones, on Synopsis today with me, Ahalya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Synopsis, powered by Timber Media.